Hello there. My name is Michael Brady, and I am part of half of the team of Michael and Linda Brady, and we are Partners for Karmic Freedom. We can be reached at karmicfreedom.com, our webpage, and we can be emailed at karmicfreedom@gmail.com. And this is day 42 of the Cancer Project. And if you're just joining, my wife Linda was diagnosed with cervical cancer on July 3rd of this year, 22. And we decided to do a transparent journey of her experience through this treatment of cancer with the people we serve in life and our, what we like to call our Aquarian family. We are home. The last time I talked, we were in the hospital together, because when she's in the hospital, I'm in the hospital. And we came home from inpatient at Tampa General on Saturday afternoon, about 4:30. We got discharged and we came home. So we slept overnight and we had today home. And we go back into outpatient treatment phase again tomorrow. We are weary is the right word. This word came out of Linda today when we were sitting trying to recuperate from our camping experience at the inpatient unit, if you listen to the last podcast, and just really nailed that word. I mean, we're both past tired. We're weary. But we're determined to get to the end of this treatment paradigm with the radiation. There is no more chemo. And the thing I didn't mention in the last podcast was that they did a LASIK scan on her when she went in on Wednesday or Thursday of this past week. And it showed a possibility that her left kidney was not functioning at all. And her right kidney, of course, is impaired because of the cancer on that side of the cervix. And she has a nephrostomy tube in that kidney helping her to pass her urine. So that got scary, because then they started talking about both that she might need two nephrostomy tubes and they could be permanent. Well, they also went further and did a CAT scan a day or two after that, before we came home, and the CAT scan gave them a clearer picture of what's going on. And her left kidney is not blocked, or it is functioning as well as it can for an aging kidney her age. There's some loss of her kidney process over there, but it's not inconsistent with her age. And then she has the right kidney has the tube in it, which may or may not be permanent. It looks like it may be, based on what we're hearing now. We're not sure if she can get a bypass for that or not, so we just have to ride it out and see how it plays out, and then learn how to adapt in life to that. What else do I want to say about the hospital stay? It sucked. I don't know how anybody spends extended periods in hospitals these days. It's not the people. The healthcare workers in hospitals are extraordinarily compassionate almost across the board. And I'm not just talking about the nurses. I'm talking about the escort people, the cops who stand around, the people who sign you in. Almost everybody is exceptionally empathic, compassionate, and kind and solicitous in dealing with the patients. It's not the people. It's the model. It's the economic organization of how business runs in hospitals is what it is. And don't get me off on that. I'll probably spend the rest of my life when we're done with this talking about healthcare and how the economics in this are just destroying our healthcare system, I think. Anyway, so we're home and we're gearing up to get up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning to go in for 7:45, 7:40 radiation treatment, and then she's got to do a test at like 10:45. So I don't know. We'll either hang out at the hospital or leave and come back. It's crazy timing, but you have to take what you can get here. And we're hoping to be done the radiation package, except for the inpatient directed radiation, this coming Friday, because they're now spacing out the last three of the radiation treatments is tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday. And then we've got various tests in between that. And I'm sure there'll be some sort of a hydration along the way that's in the infusion lab, but it's not using the cisplatin or cisplatin, however you say that. That is the chemical drug that's been so deadly for her. So we think, we hope, this week will complete us having to get in the car and drive back and forth every day, every other day, to the hospital. And then there's supposed to be a short break. I don't know what that means. And then she'd go inpatient for 3 days of directed radiation. And she's supposedly at that point, they're done the treatment paradigm completely. And she's cured. And quote unquote, we wait to see if the cancer comes back. And we still haven't gotten any comment. I haven't gotten a copy of a report on the My Chart thing that I have in my phone for the hospital. We haven't gotten any word yet about the results of the MRI that was run this past week as part of her testing to tell us graphically what the state of the tumors are or the tumor is. So hopefully we'll get that clarity too. I mean, I don't know what the hang up is. So we're hopeful that the cancer's quote unquote cured, that they've killed the cancer in her and the expressed cancer, hopeful that her kidneys will recover. We don't know if that right kidney is going to recover completely or not, because the radiation causes damage and scarring, and the scarring could be permanent. And the odds are in the favor of that. So we just have to wait and see if she has issues with her kidney that she needs to monitor all the time, and if she ends up having a nephrostomy tube permanently in her right side, her right kidney. Okay, so that brings us to phase two, because we also, I've talked about this before, have found an alternative therapy to cure the cancer in her body. And by curing that, I mean preventing it from coming back, because it's called SOT, Supportive Oligonucleotide Technique Therapy. It's rather new. It's been somewhat approved in Europe. It's not approved here by the AMA. Insurance won't cover it at all. So we're going to have to come up with the money to pay for that treatment as we go down the line here somehow. And it's not going to be cheap. If it's the longest combination of SOT and another blood work kind of technique that's called, I think, IST, if I remember the abbreviation right. If it's a combination of those two things, it's going to take 2 years, and it's going to be about $40,000 out of pocket. If it's just the SOT, it's going to be like $25,000 in a year, 12 months. I know the SOT has four treatment phases to it. So, and the treatment for this will feel like a walk in the park compared to what we've just gone through, because it's a blood draw, and then the blood is sent overseas. It's sent to Greece, actually, and it is processed there. And what they're doing is they're taking the blood and infusing it with a key that blocks a certain part of her rDNA around the cancer cells in her body, just the cancer cells. And it targets the cancer cells only. Nothing else gets impacted by this. And the key kind of fits in a lock, is the language they use, at that cellular, or at that genetic level, I guess it would be, and prevents the cell from replicating. And if it prevents it from replicating, that means all the cancer cells, even the dormant cancer cells in her body, in the DNA level, get killed. They die off. She gets completely rid of the cancer at the source before it even presents itself, which is a very exciting idea to me. So we wouldn't have to worry about it coming back like you have to do with the radiation and the chemo approach. And she only needs an injection. So it's sent back to us, the blood that was drawn. It's been doctored. It's re-injected into her, reinfused into her, which is an injection. It's not a long, like, 4 hours in a chair or anything, I don't believe. And then it works for 3 months at a time, and she needs four of those treatments. So 4 times 3 is 12 months. And that completes the treatment. So that's going to be no wear and tear on her, I expect she'll be normal over that year while we're doing this other treatment to guarantee that she doesn't have this come back, which is our heart's desire for sure. Never want to go through the chemo and the radiation treatment process again in either one of our lives, that's for sure. So that's the news, and I'm working on what's now I know is called crowdfunding. We really want to try to generate as much of the money as we need in this, so that when we come out the other end of this in economic debt again in our life, and having to feel like we have to struggle to keep up, kind of thing. And crowdfunding could solve that problem for us. So I'm in the process. I've had some input from people by email and text, because I talked about this as a viral process, I think, earlier. But the technical term is crowdfunding. I now understand. I'm in the process of as I get my head together and some time, now that we're back home and back in the normal outpatient phase of this for this this week. This week I'm going to try to get together with whoever, the people in my life that are helping with this, to get a package together, a presentation that could be sent out by email, that can be posted on our Facebook, posted on the webpage, that's easy for people to either send it on with a personal note to their social media list, their people. That could be emails, that could be Facebook, Twitter, all the social media stuff. Ask the people that are associated with you all to come to the GoFundMe page and contribute to Linda's health and recovery, and to help with the expenses in that. That's the news. We are hanging in. I think, I hope, this is the last week of outpatient stuff, and the last weeks of having to squeeze in all these other tests in between, and we can shift completely over to the other treatment process. As we move forward, I would love to get and be able to have the money to pay for her first treatment like within the next month. And it's possible it could be prepped to go by then. We need to get a CAT scan, but she had a CAT scan in the hospital while she was here this week. And I think, I'm hoping, I can just get that CAT scan sent to this other doctor who's outside of the paradigm here. And that will give him the information he needs to assess her for this other treatment, the SOT treatment, and then get started with it. If not, we'll have to do another outpatient CAT scan for him, and then he'll do his evaluation of her case and the treatment paradigm, and we'll go from there. Is there anything else? I'm very, very thankful and appreciative again for your cards, your letters, your support, all the forms it takes. We get text all the time. We get emails from you all. There are people who send us flowers and people who bring us food occasionally, and just a lot of lovely help and input from you all. And for me personally, having this podcast and the communication with you all and the feedback that I'm getting off of the podcast is emotionally very supportive to me. We are still occasionally getting scared and occasionally losing our optimism, but it's 10%, maybe 5% of the time, based on whatever's happening. Like the evening we went into the hospital again with the blood clots, it was an oh God kind of thing. But we're holding our own. We're plowing through. and we haven't been plowed under yet, so I guess that's what counts. So thank you all for listening, and thank you all for whatever you're doing to help us with this. We really cannot express our love and appreciation enough for that. And I'm going to sign off for now. So until I talk to you again, this is Michael Brady of Partners for Karmic Freedom with Michael and Linda Brady, and we love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you.